Now, just 6 years ago, Village Green Festival was a small-scale celebration of the arts and music of Southend. Now, however, it regularly attracts over 20,000 festival-goers. It's a brilliant mix of local and international talent of literature, art and music, all presented in an urban park in Chalkwall. Sean McLaughlin and Sid Moore are the organisers of the festival, and they join me now. Welcome, folks.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing? Probably a good idea if I turn your microphones up. That's it.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. Thanks for joining me today. So firstly, you must be really pleased with the way the festival's grown over the years. Has it surprised you?
Yeah. I mean, it started... What was the first year, Sean?
2008.
And we had about 4,000 people then. And it was sort of set up as a... as a day when metal first came into Southend. So Colette Bailey, who's the artistic director, she'd been around Southend, and the general, the consensus was that there was people, she went and visited lots of different art groups, and all the art groups said, there's nothing going on in Southend apart from what we're doing.
Okay.
And she would go and find another one. They'd say, there's nothing going on in Southend apart from what we're doing.
Yeah.
So the first Village Green was about bringing all of those communities who didn't know about each other into the same place go, look, you're all doing this. You just, it is
well,
here.
Well, even 4,000 people for a first festival is a pretty good result, isn't
yes,
it, really?
Yes, I suppose it is as well.
It's very good.
And who is the headliner?
So that was Shlomo and the Vocal Orchestra. Shlomo grew up with Bjork and was at the Olympic Games and, fantastic artist.
Right. So what about the local community? Do they like the festival? Do they support the festival and join in?
Yeah. Yes. No, they do. I mean, there's lots of different communities where we are. So, that you know, we're always trying to engage new communities as well to come along and to take part as well in the festival. And we've just found a new Hungarian community.
We have, yes.
Which we didn't know existed.
Wow, yeah.
So, yeah, we're just sort of working with them.
Yeah, so Village Green is about, the Village Green. So it's about people coming together and sharing kind of what they do. So it's like a marketplace of ideas and culture, essentially. So it only works really as a sum of its parts. So it needs the community to come and join in, support it, to make it the big event that it is today.
Yeah, well, I've read and done a bit of research into it, and I've read the festival has a family-centred ethos. What does that mean in practice?
So we encourage families to come along. So it's a picnic style event.
Yeah.
So, you know, people can bring picnics, bring their own food.
Bring your own drink as well. Yeah. We're not like that one of those festivals where you have to get body cavity searched to make sure you haven't got any booze on you or anything like that. You can bring it in. Bring in your own food. Bring in picnic, blankets, chairs. So then you can just, you know, sit down, share with your family, and there's lots of different things going on for all different age groups.
Yeah,
so we've got baby art this year as well, haven't we?
Yeah, had a baby area.
Baby area, we've got kids area, we have a youth stage, which is for emerging teenage bands and artists, DJs, poets. We've got that's a youth stage, so they're all under 18, and then we have a new and emerging stage, which is more sort of local bands who are starting to emerge
to grow,
in the area. And then of course we have Global Village, which has got it's curated by Indy Sandu, who's fantastic Bollywood dancer who gets the crowd going by showing them how to do the Bollywood moves as well. And Brazil Arte, and we have theatre. This year we've also got an artist's village, which is really interesting. Do you want to talk a bit about
what goes on there?
So we're going to have we piloted it last year. We're going to have a group of 10 artists. They're going to come and live and work in the park, so they'll be camping in the park over sort of a 10-day period. And members of the public can come down, talk to them while they're sort of building sculptures and making installations, and you know, really find out kind of what goes on with art. Yeah,
fantastic. So it makes it really accessible, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And can I just add that we are actually looking for artists to apply to this to take part in this village. So if any of your listeners,
I'm sure that we've got a budding artistic community in Brentwood and Billericay, I'm sure. We'll put the details up on the website later that video was lovely on your website. There's families, there's children, there's all sorts going on, and what was especially nice about it, I think it was from last year, the weather looked fantastic, didn't it? Was it good last year?
Do you know what? Should we say this? We got wood to touch, because we have never ever had a day, a village green, that wasn't sunny.
Really?
I hope this doesn't jinx it. Let's touch that wood.
I'm touching wood.
But it's always been a really lovely day. Sometimes it starts off cloudy, but it's always sunny, isn't it? By about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah.
Wonderful. So it all happens in Chalkwell Park. Does the venue add to the atmosphere there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Chalkwell Park's the home of metal, so that's where we're based, in a beautiful Georgian house. And it's a lovely Victorian park. Yeah. Which was bequeathed to the people of Southend, and it's a beautiful space.
Is that the one that overlooks the estuary as well?
It is.
Yeah, that's correct.
It is actually my most favourite view. Ever.
Mm-hmm. Great location.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now can you give us some highlights of some of the previous year's festival? What's this I had read about Phil Jupitus and the Blockheads?
Yes. <so that's laughs> Probably most people are aware Phil lives in Southend, and he's a great supporter of local artists.
Yeah.
When he's not working, he always turns out at gigs and events, and he's just a big supporter. You can always find him down at the regatta, and he comes to Village Green, and he buys local artists' work.
Brilliant.
So he's a big supporter, and obviously the year 2009. We had not only the Blockheads, but also Billy Bragg as well did his big bus.
Okay.
And as probably people know, Billy Bragg used to live in Barking, as did Phil, so they're sort of like lifelong friends. So for Phil, it's too good an opportunity to miss.
Yeah.
So as you know, he sort of came and sung with the Blockheads, after Ian sadly died.
Yeah.
He jumped up with the Blockheads, and he also jumped up with Billy.
So was that totally off the cuff? Or
that was, yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. But he's a big supporter of Village Green. Yeah.
And metal, isn't it, as well? It's really been fantastic.
Yeah, what about some of the other highlights over the years then? What do you remember?
There's just been so many, but we've had, one thing that just sticks in my mind is that the life-size Punch and Judy that we had one year. It was brilliant. It actually ended up being chased by all the kids. But we've had some really fantastic cabaret acts as well, like the boy with the tape on his face, who'd gone on to win.
I'm aware of him,
They've gone on to become very big, successful artists internationally and nationally sometimes. We've had Tom Rigglesworth there. We've had a fantastic thing called Paper Cinema. Mm-hmm. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so Paper Cinema are a group of artists, and as the musicians are performing, there's somebody who's got an overhead projector, the old-fashioned overhead projector.
Okay.
And they're live cutting out pieces of paper, and they sort of produce this film show behind, a shadow puppetry film show that kind of unravels throughout the performance.
Like a live music video almost.
Yes, absolutely. The other highlights for me were the Big Charge, when we had a series of bikes where we got the community to come in all week to ride on these bikes. They'd power up the dynamos, which then in turn powered the generator, which on the Saturday then powered the stage.
Wow.
And we had everybody from the town, the head of the local authority. We had the mayor down, we had the police cycle team down, we had Barclays Bank down, right the way through to the Scouts, the Cubs, local schools, and that was brilliant.
Festival.
Yeah,
so that was
that
really,
was really
cool.
good. Yeah.
We've had the Hip Hop Shakespeare Company come down and perform. They've been brilliant. Ballet Black, they've come down. Mm. We've had the Royal Opera House as well there. But we've had Beth Orton, Dan Sack, Scroobius Pitt, Nothing But Thieves performed last year.
Yeah, right.
And they were brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, they've gone massive now.
Yeah.
Men Like Me. The Slackers were brilliant. They they were
America.
Over here from New York.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were doing like a bit of a tour, so we managed to get them in. Yeah. I don't know if you know the Slackers. They're brilliant ska band.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
So, and they were fantastic. Yeah. Last year, I thought Roland Gift was brilliant, didn't you?
Yeah.
Knitting Sawney.
Yes.
Of course, you know, fantastic.
I think we like the fact that Knitting Sawney kind of the month before played in Regent's Park,
right,
and then a month after was playing in Chalkwell Park.
Yeah,
so that was quite nice. And obviously, he's usually playing at the Royal Albert Hall, so
it was brilliant for us. And we had also another highlight was the Selector, wasn't it?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
they're brilliant. You know, I'm sure like we actually registered a small earthquake in Southend when they were on.
I could imagine. So, how are you going to top it all this year then?
Well, this year we've got Mr. Bragg coming back to us again to do a festival set. It's 30 years, isn't it, since what was that album? It's got, well, it's
Life's,
got...
Yeah, Life's the Right, wasn't it? Yeah.
We were talking about, I always call it Shirley, but it's got Greetings from the New Blair, which is one of my favourites. Yeah. But he's, so he's coming back.
Yeah.
And we've also got Stereo MCs.
Right.
So... made famous by the mobile phone adverts. No, joking, obviously.
Yeah.
And we've got a really cool sort of cabaret-ish comedy band called Dream Themes, who perform TV themes.
Right, okay.
So, and they're hilarious. They do So they've done loads of things. So they've got their hit was Crime Watch.
Right.
They produced
But they've been on the Paul O'Grady show.
News at 10.
Yeah. And yes, they've been on the telly quite regularly.
Right.
And they play festivals all over. So they're a great festival band. And they, you know, everyone knows one of the songs that, you know, so, you know, like say Grange Hill right the way through to some of the, you know.
Bergerac.
Countdown, Bergerac.
Great.
Yeah, but the other kind of,
I
mean, the other thing with Village Green is it's not often about the kind of the named bands. It's not often about the musicians and the name. It's often about coming along and experiencing things you wouldn't normally experience.
Yeah, a range of things across the board.
So culture that you wouldn't normally kind of come across. And that's the thing that people always go away with. You know, so we had Packer 1 year, who's got this incredible mechanical fire-breathing horse. And that was the talk of the festival. That was the talk of the town afterwards, you know.
Yeah.
So we're going to have lots of that, lots of outdoor arts, lots of kind of, you know, interruptions and things that, you know, will sort of shake you up. We've got an artist that we work with in Liverpool, because Metal has an office in Liverpool,
called
Izzy Major, and she's coming down and she does a live show from a skip. so you know, there's a strong message in there around recycling, but if you see a skip on site, kind of keep your eye on it, because it's not just there for rubbish.
Someone might emerge from it.
And then from Metal's other office in Peterborough, we had the Turbans as part of their Harvest Festival last year.
They were brilliant.
Amazing.
We saw them. Have you heard of the Turbans?
Not personally. No.
Right, check them out. Yeah. They are fantastic. We did this, so the Metal in Peterborough did this sort of harvest.
Yeah.
It wasn't a festival, but it was sort of a celebration of harvest. And they had, a part of the celebration was a meal in Cathedral Square for 500 people.
Yeah,
wow.
And the whole community took part in making the food well. But the entertainment we'd had on the night before was this band that people had started to talk about. And they were absolutely amazing. They're sort of like an international folky Pogues.
Yeah.
They've got that amazing Pleasure, punk elegy.
Yeah. Right.
But they're from loads of different countries. Mm-hmm. So they bring the blend of all of their the traditional music of their home, but make it into this kind of quite anarchic, punky sounding music. Well, and it's brilliant to dance to. It's fantastic.
I really like the sound of all this.
Yeah.
I love the way you're kind of bringing everybody together to work together in like as a community. It's really
right.
nice.
Yeah.
Building bridges.
Yeah.
So, when does it all happen?
July the 9th. It's happening today, this year, but yeah. not today, thank no. God. But it's 11 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Right.
And we've got early birds tickets on sale at the moment for £10.
Oh, wow.
So it's a really good day out, and it's £10 for adults, for teenagers from 17 to 11.
Yeah.
It's £5, and under that age, it's free.
Right. Well, again, you're making it really accessible for people, aren't you? That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
So if people are interested in coming, do they need to book in advance? Obviously, it'll probably be more expensive on the day, will it?
But the tickets do go up. So this is our early bird, and they're available till midnight on the 2nd of May.
Right.
And then it will go up to £12.50.
Okay.
But the other prices stay the same. And then on the day, it's £15.
Yeah.
So
we
would recommend people get in early and buy their tickets now, because it's an incentive for them. They'll save money on it.
Cuts down on queuing on the day as well.
Right,
Well,
it's been highly recommended to me. I haven't been yet, but been recommended by none the less than Paul Golder, the chairman of Phoenix FM,
Ooh.
Who
right.
came last right. year, and he said it was brilliant.
Phoenix FM, the stars in our press area, actually.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you're always there, always present, and actually everybody loves you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very
so,
much.
Welcome. Please come again.
Yeah. Well, I shall try and make it this year. I'm very, very interested. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for telling us about it. I'm afraid the clock's kind of beating us at the moment, but I hope Village Green 2016 is another great success.
Thank you.
And I wish you sunshine on the day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sean McLaughlin and Sid Moore, organisers of the South End Village Green Festival. We'll be right back in a moment.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.